I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. A third woman has filed a formal complaint against Democratic Representative Steve Lebsack for sexual harassment. This comes after he wrote a letter to his fellow House members defending himself and denying all allegations in a YouTube video. 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland has more.
Former legislative aide Cassie Tanner has already publicly accused Lebsack of unbuttoning her blouse, but she didn't file a formal complaint. She says she couldn't remember what year it happened. It was an annual event. Then she found a picture from 2015. She says she never wanted to be in the spotlight, but says Lebsack kept putting her there.
I felt it was necessary to defend myself and show that I'm not going to be bullied or intimidated into backing off of this accusation, which is very serious and true.
Two formal complaints are still pending against Lebsack, and Democrats have asked him to resign. Lebsack is running for state treasurer, and this comes as the Secretary of State's office formally approved his campaign's plans to petition onto the ballot. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A child in El Paso County has died from the flu. The Colorado Springs Gazette reports it's the first flu-related death in the state in 5 years. State health officials say the year is shaping up to be unusually severe and say there's still time to get vaccinated. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.